Recording number 28 starting. It's 12, 13 hours Eastern Standard Time. 12, 13 hours Eastern Standard Time. It's Tuesday afternoon, the 21st of January, 2014. And the Athens detective is still inside with the grand jury. And I'm pacing the hall. Congressman Fleischman's at our office. It's completely empty. Nobody's there. I've got to be next. I'm going to put this on pause. I'm pausing right now. 12:15 hours Eastern Standard Time. It's the local time. It's Tuesday afternoon, the 21st of January, 2014. Still waiting. Going back on pause.
This is the back of the room. Well, just hang loose. Hey, detective. Did you see Gary?
Gary Miller?
Yeah.
He's been gone for an hour probably.
Yeah, like, he's eating gas. He left his stuff at the gas station.
Oh.
Let him know about that.
Okay, detective.
All right, you
get
that today.
Dispatch.
Oh, not for you. How's everything been going?
Yeah, fair part of cloudy with occasional snow.
Mm-hmm. I like the snow.
You do?
Oh, yeah. We always, my wife wants to move out west where it snows yay deep.
What part of the west?
Well, we visited Forsyth, Montana.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He's a cowgirl, if you will.
My last duty station was in Seattle.
Okay. Yeah. That's a lot of snow and cold up there, too.
Going inward, inland from Seattle, we do.
Yeah.
Not much on the coast. We get mostly rain.
Yeah.
Up there.
You know, they're saying that by volume, last year we got more rain here than they get, just by sheer volume.
It's a perception thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, detective, take care.
Stay warm.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year.
You too.
It's still January.
No, it's going fast, though.
Yes, sir, it is. Okay, Tim Smith, the Padre just went in. A few moments ago, Mr. Morgan is on the outside. It's 12:18 hours Eastern Standard Time. This package, a criminal complaint that I intend to present to the grand jury,
mm-hmm.
It names Mr. Cunningham.
Mm-hmm.
It would be inappropriate for Mr. Cunningham to...
He's a grand jury informant. He's the, by statute, he's the one that you have to give it to.
The complaint...
I understand what you're saying, but that's if you want to petition the grand jury for him, then the way in which you do it.
His name is on this.
I understand that, but that's exactly what the statute says.
But you understand the conflict here.
Well, I understand what you're saying the conflict is, but you're saying what you're alleging that he did.
You know that Mr. Cunningham is not a juror.
Well, I know that Mr. Cunningham is appointed by the criminal court judge by law in the state of Tennessee.
No.
Yes.
No.
And, well, that's where we differ. Again.
You can't state the law. I can.
I can't state the law. It's in the criminal rules of procedure. It's in the actual statute.
And it states that the criminal court judge gets to pick
again,
the foreman
Mr. Inspector,
from
I'm not going to argue with you the law. What law school
served.
Did you graduate from?
It says that the criminal court judge...
What law school did you graduate from?
I didn't go to law school.
Okay. And so you want to argue with me that I've been doing this for since 2000?
No, sir. I don't argue.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you that that's not the law that you keep bringing up. You've been told criminal court judges that's not the law. Judge Kurtz, Judge Blackwood, Judge Dixon all told you that's not the law. And not to mention Judge Carol Ross, who's told you when you come by his office. You've been told that's not the law.
The law says the judge...
that's your interpretation of the law.
...from the...
Again, that's your interpretation of the law.
13 people that
that's
are
selected your interpretation
randomly
of the law.
A third...
Your interpretation of the law.
And, okay, fair enough. What citation do you give that says that a...
I'm not going to sit here and give you citations right now. I've done that, and so has the criminal court judges in each one of your cases that you were charged
with. If I have a citation...
And convicted.
Then I'll stop coming back here.
It's in the rules of criminal procedure. You can look that up.
I did. I've got it with me.
Okay. Do you see where it says appointed?
From the 13 that are picked for the grand jury.
It does not say that.
It says it in the first paragraph.
It does not.
Yes.
Go get it.
Person and the 12 qualified jurors whose names are first drawn.
The 12 qualified jurors.
Who are first drawn.
But it didn't say
constitute the grand jury for the term and shall attend the court until dismissed by the judge until the next term.
It says the 12 person drawn. It doesn't say the four names drawn. Yes.
It says the four person and the 12 qualified whose names are first drawn. So yes, it does.
Well, so that's the way you're reading it again. Again,
who are first drawn.
Now, if you'll turn the page where it gets to grandeur for me, because I don't want to touch your stuff.
I understand that.
Okay. What does it say there?
It says that the judge gets to pick from the 13.
No, it doesn't. It says that a judge may appoint.
The state law says that a grand jury...
Again, you're telling me what state law is, and I'll pass the ball when you have my history, so you see what I'm doing.
What do you have today?
He doesn't want you to take it because he says you are the person that's
back with you. I will. We're going to dismiss the grand jury.
Did you just see what happened? The grand jury is required to allow me.
You need to remove him from the room.
Why?
Grand jury.
Why? Why?
We'll do the meeting when they've asked you to.
Why?
Because this is an official meeting. Remember when you got convicted of?
I'll go and stand outside. They saw me walk in this morning.
They would like for you to be removed first. And that's what the grand jury.
He wants me.
Again, he's asked for it, and so it's up to you on whether you want to argue with these officers or you want to go on your own.
Do you have a law?
Join us, sir. Yeah.
I'll be back next month. This is not a deal for an attorney.
Well, I'm saying they're not allowed to do it.
He's not allowed. They don't even know what I have.
Mr. Fitz, we can have
that. I know that. But the point that I'm trying to make here is that there's a law being broken here. I'm allowed to be here. He's not. Mr. Cunningham is not allowed to be here. He's the one who's not allowed.
Yes, sir. I can't argue that he needs to have go ahead for the grand jury to move.
Mr. Cox, you have a good day.
Yes, thank you, sir.
What he just did is a violation of law.
Sir, I can't interpret law.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What?
I said G was.
G was what?
Yes, sir.
So,
someone out there.
I know that.
I've been watching
for half an hour. Why am I being escorted out? What says that I can't stay in this building?
Well, you can, but we need to go where you're not around the ones you're wanting to leave without seeing.
I saw them all this morning. What prevents me from staying in the building?
Well, sir, the fact that the district attorney asked you to leave. So
the district attorney didn't ask me to leave. It was Mr. Cunningham.
Okay. Is there another higher court?
The grand jury is the most powerful law enforcement agency known in our history. Now, can I go back in?
Would you wait until the jury's clear?
Why?
Sir, please don't ask these questions of me.
Why? I spent 24 years in the Navy defending the Constitution. What are you doing to me here? This is wrong. What if I have business in there? What if I want to go see the city mayor?
Do you want to go see the city mayor, sir?
I don't know if that would do any good. What if I want to stay here so that they can't see me when they come out? What if that's the purpose for me staying here, is that they can see me when they come out and know that I've been here all day long and that they didn't allow me, Mr. Cunningham didn't allow me to come in. He's just broken the law. He's just committed a criminal act.
4:30. Mr. Fitzpatrick does not want to leave.
I'm out of the building.
Oh, I'm on the front steps.
Gotta go. Yes, no. Gotta go. I've got to go, then tell me. I'll go.
Well, I brought you right here to the front steps.
And
it's a free country.
Right. So do I need to leave the front steps?
No, sir. You're not causing any problems.
Okay. If there's a problem with that, let me know.
Can I disturb the peace?
Okay.
All right.
When was this building built? Somebody asked me that this
1965.
Morning.
Oh, you should have seen the old courthouse. It was beautiful. Queen Anne construction.
Was it here?
It was right here. Here in this spot.
All right.
And I was an architectural designer.
Okay.
And was doing reconstructive drawings on it just to have it. And I can't get enough photographs and information about the interior to get it really done.
There were two special agents drove up here this morning from Davidson County in Nashville. Special Agent Stewart, and I forget the name of the other gentleman. They had a presentation to make the grand jury earlier today.
And no, sir. I'm standing by you. It's fine.
They asked me, Agent Stewart asked me, when the building was built. And I said, I don't know.
Hey, wait. Cornerstone.
Time is 12:30. P.M. Eastern Standard Time.
1966.
And I said,
he's in there by himself.
Oh, bless his little heart.
I'm
ashamed of myself.
So, I told him I knew that President Reagan was here in 1985.
He was? I missed that. He was right there.
Oh, okay.
Boy, I miss him.
Me too. But I didn't know if that was here to commission the building or something else. But it was
no, he was
else.
Here about the... it was a speech on the economy.
Taxes. Gave his tax buster address.
Yeah.
September 24th.
It would have been nice if he'd abolished the IRS about that time. You ever read the Jekyll Island, Monster from Jekyll Island?
I have.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was a great book.
I agree with you.
It's a tremendous book. Tremendous book. It tells people about the 1913 establishment of the Fed.
Was it 13?
1913, yeah. I believe, yeah. That
and the fiat money that we're using right now?
Right, and the abolishment of the...
gold standard?
Well, no, it was the requirement that allows for citizens to nominate their senators. Instead of the senator candidates being selected from the community,
I'm not so sure about senator candidates.
No, I'm saying senators from their areas, U.S. senators. I used to know this more completely. I'll leave you to be, okay? You're taking them out the back door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big
yeah. Well, what do I need to do as a community to Mr. Cunningham's not leaving?
I'm not one of the great legal minds, sir.
It's really simple. Juries are to be picked randomly.
I really think that you should be able to take it to a higher...
Who?
In the state.
I've done that.
Okay.
Who can you name that I haven't tried to take this to?
I don't know.
Nobody.
I'm sort of ignorant to the facts here.
The grand jury is the... This is where corruption in government... I'm supposed to be able to come and talk to them about corruption in government, and the guy who is corrupting the government is the guy who you just watched me... he was stopping me. He's not allowed to be in the grand jury. He's not a juror. He's not a juror.
Except the TBI handling it?
I've told TBI about this. For years, 9 June 2010, I drove to Chattanooga, spoke with Special Agent Washington. I've been on their case ever since. Mr. Cunningham is not a juror. The state of Tennessee said that just a few months ago. He's not a juror. He's not a panel, he's not summoned, he's not a juror. And in order to be in that room, he's got to be a juror. And he's not. This is a scam that the judge has been running for decades.
I wish you well, sir.
All right.
Bye, Mr. Fitzpatrick.
Take care.
Take care.
Is it deputy? Do you have rank? Corporal?
Chaplain.
Chaplain or work? Okay, chaplain. Time is 12:34 hours. 12:34 hours Eastern Standard Time. It's Tuesday afternoon, the 21st of January 2014. It's recording number 28 and the last one for the day. 12:35 p.m., 21 January 2014, Tuesday afternoon.